With SDPB News, I'm John Wynn. The state legislature is coming up with a plan to spend coronavirus relief money handed down by the federal government in late March. Roughly 75% of the $1.25 billion the state received is unspent. SDPB's Lee Strubinger reports.
Five legislative committees will meet starting the week of September 14th. They will focus on how the coronavirus has affected each sector in South Dakota: agriculture and natural resources, education, local governments, commerce and energy, and healthcare. Lawmakers who are members of those committees during regular session will attend the listening sessions. They will then send their recommendations to the Appropriations Committee, which will craft a bill for the entire legislature to consider. Republican Speaker of the House Steve Haugaard has been pushing for a special legislative session for weeks. He says the point of listening sessions are to find out what needs exist and how best to allocate federal dollars.
Up to this point, there's been, you know, a lot of wait and see, and unfortunately, Congress isn't acting very quickly, and I think you can tell at this point, nothing is likely going to happen until after the elections. And by that time, we're going to be so far up against the wall that we won't be able to respond effectively.
That's because lawmakers have until December 30th to spend the money. Some Republican lawmakers and Governor Kristi Noem want a deadline extension to spend those dollars when the state legislature convenes during a regular session in January. To pass any appropriation before regularly scheduled session would require a special session called by the governor or two-thirds of the legislature. Some legislators think the process will take too long. Republican Senator Chris Langer says the Appropriations Committee can handle the hearing sessions itself.
The less we have to complicate it with our government procedures, I think is still the most direct route to getting the end result and getting money in the hands of South Dakotans that need it.
The measure passed 10-5. Democratic Senator Troy Heiner proposed which groups would meet and when. He says it's better to be on a slow horse than no horse. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Lee Strubinger in Rapid City.
State Department of Health officials say coronavirus-related deaths are lower this week than the week before. Secretary of Health Kim Mulsum-Reisden reports the number of fatalities lowered by 33.1% per 100,000 people. There were 9 deaths 2 weeks ago and 6 the week after. Although state epidemiologist Josh Clayton says it's good news, he adds underlying health issues increase the risk of death from the disease.
So it's something to keep in mind that when we're looking at causes of death, and this is just in the general population, you know, that we are not often seeing single cause alone. You know, a lot of individuals have a lot of conditions, their chronic conditions, that ultimately do play a role in their death.
Despite the downward trend, Clayton says the COVID-19 death rate can easily increase in a short amount of time. He cautions that there is a possibility of lasting impacts in contracting the disease, including multi-system inflammatory syndrome among children and organ failure in others. A new survey of business leaders shows economic improvement in 9 Midwest and Plain states. That includes improvements in employment and economic outlook amid the ongoing coronavirus outbreak and the devastation from a rare windstorm earlier in the month. Creighton University economist Ernie Goss says the survey's employment index moved above growth neutral for the first time since January, coming in at 54.8 for August, compared with 48.5 in July. The overall index for the region improved to 60 in August from July's 57.4. Any score above 50 suggests growth, while scores below that indicate decline. The monthly survey covers South Dakota and 8 other states. The first Lakota immersion school on the Rosebud Reservation is now open. Although COVID-19 has pushed the first year online, the goal remains the same: to provide a well-rounded education rooted in Lakota language and values. SDPB's Jackie Hendry reports.
The founding class of the privately operated elementary school is a cohort of 12 kindergartners. Sage Fastdog is one of the school's founders. He explains their mission.
It's very much in the name of our school. Wakayanje means children first.
The idea began after a workforce development survey of tribal members by Sichangu CDC, a nonprofit based in Mission. It included information on Lakota language fluency. Weezipon Little Elk is the director of Sichangu CDC.
And what was shown is that, you know, out of the 34,000 enrolled citizens of the Sichangu Nation, that there's somewhere between 500 and 550 conversationally fluent speakers.
Many of those fluent speakers are elders, and the study found no fluent speakers under the age of 18. Little Elk says that's when he approached Sage Fastdog to lead the community's first Lakota immersion school. The school will also focus on individualized, project-based learning to improve problem-solving. Fastdog says that might mean teaching young students how to build a garden by learning about seeds and measuring enough space for each plant. And he says these skills will help students beyond the classroom.
So if we teach language and in the school and we foster our children with our holistic wellness, we begin to develop them to have a strong identity of who they are, no matter where they go in this world.
Fastdog wishes he didn't have to prove that a Lakota-based school can prepare a child for secondary education, but he's confident he can. The school is a candidate for accreditation with the State Department of Education.
When it comes time where what we're doing is the norm, then we know that South Dakota has changed. We know that we're recognized as humans, as people with intelligence.
Classes will eventually move to the Boys and Girls Club in Mission. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Jackie Hendry.
The president of the Oglala Sioux Tribe in South Dakota has been suspended and will face an impeachment hearing after being accused of inappropriate contact with a 17-year-old boy. The tribal council voted to suspend Julian Bear Runner after receiving a complaint from the boy's father. The father accused Bear Runner of grooming his son, who was 17 at the time, for inappropriate sexual touching in a motel room once he turned 18. According to the accusation, Bear Runner, who is in his 30s, contacted the boy on social media. The impeachment hearing is set for September 14th.
Those are the stories from today. Be sure to follow SDPB News on Twitter and Facebook, and check out sdpb.org to read up on all of our news and politics coverage. From the entire SDPB journalism team, I'm Josh Heyer. Thank you for listening.